Our performance was outstanding, wasn't it? You know, on another day, I think Gillingham fans see it and Ipswich Town fans see it, we probably should have won here 3-4-0. We've had three great chances in the first half, a couple of good chances in the second half. So I cannot fault the players, you know. When you look at the resources available at Ipswich Town, you know, it's probably tenfold, if not 15-fold, to what we got. But as I said to the players before the game, that doesn't earn you any rights to win a football match. You have to come together as a team and be a unit. And I thought all over the pitch today we were very bright. You know, I'm not going to talk about Ipswich Town's performance because it's not my job, but I didn't expect that type of performance from them. You know, we prepared for what's going to be really tough. It wasn't tough in spells. We had a lot of the ball, we created chances, we passed through them. And when you look at the team sheet, I shake my head because it's full of quality players. But that's their issue, not my issue. I'm only focusing on myself. On another day, Brandon has a couple. Mika has a shot when he should probably play Tommy in. We've had a couple of good opportunities from set players where we've not took advantage. We've hit the post, 5 to go. They should be down to 10 men for an help on our central defender, Max. And then after doing corner, and then they should be down to 10. I think it's 8 minutes on the clock when Brandon goes one-on-one with the last man and gets all down and... Referee, but he was, I mean, he's not a good referee, but he was shocking today, but he's not the reason we made enough chances to win. Just about recovery now, get ready for Rochdale. You know, when you've been over the course, I think there's a lot of managers like the one here who talks about promotions, but when you break it in, there's not very many. But when you've had a number of promotions, you realise that you kind of got held up on a bad result, a good result, a result when you lose or you nick a point or vice versa. Like today, we get a point, we should get three. So we'll just go back on the training ground, the boys will recover properly, and I've got to freshen up. That was a difficult pitch today. It's a magnificent pitch, by the way, but it's the amount of rain it's taken is incredible, and credit to the ground staff here. So we'll get prepared and ready for two tough home games. Credit to every one of the Gillingham supporters who turned up today. It's just horrible, horrible weather again. I was driving myself today and I was thinking, do we ever see any other day bar rain? And so credit to them, they gave us terrific backing. I don't think many supporters, I know there's teams win here this year, I know many supporters will come and watch the team dominate for large spells and waves of attack at one point. We were organised, we were efficient, we were fresh, we believe in our players, we talk to them every day they're in the doors, we talk to them about what they can achieve. You know, I thought all over the pitch today we were bright, we were courageous on the ball. I said I'm massively disappointed, you know, we've only got a point, but in the same token I can only thank my players, and I did just thank them for giving us everything that they possibly have, and as a manager you can ask no more.